Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction. And the next Superior Video Livestock Sale will be the Tallgrass Sale coming up on Thursday, June 18th. It'll be happening at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom at the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. You can consign till 6 o'clock Monday evening. The catalog will be open, and it will be an online catalog only this week for the Tallgrass auction that happens on Thursday. They'll be featuring cattle from the Osage and from the Flint Hills region. Oklahoma and Kansas cattle will be a big part of this sale that was held last year in Pawhuska at the Pioneer Woman's Mercantile. This year, though, in Fort Worth at the Spring Hill Suites Ballroom. You can get more information by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. The Tallgrass Sale for Superior Livestock, Thursday, July 18th.
Well, the markets today were all over the place, but the feeder cattle and live cattle market both finished higher, with live cattle anywhere from 20 to about a dollar higher. June's at 96.30, up 22.5. We didn't have any deliveries again yesterday. The oldest date is still back in January 31st. But we were, again, 20 to 50 higher or so. Feeder cattle a little bit more fortunate, $1.70 to $1.85 higher this morning or today at 132.90 in August at 17, up $1.72. Kills today were a little bit lower than yesterday at 117,000. Week to date, we're at 238,000. Last year, week to date, we were 242,000. So through 2 days, we're right in there with where we need to be, just a little bit behind the averages. Box beef at midday was up slightly. It's up 66 cents at 229.27 on choice. Down 87 on select at 213.48. Choice select spreads 15.79 on 96 loads. But overall, the market's really held in here pretty good. It's been kind of steady here without breaking out of the range either direction. For about the last 10 or so trading days in live cattle, and really over about the last month in the feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
The grain markets were steady to a little bit disappointing today. Corn market closed unchanged or so here, about 342 in December. It did go up and test the highs at 346 and three quarters before retreating. The soybean market finished a touch lower despite some pretty promising sales this week from China and even last week. China's really been buying a bunch of U.S. soybeans. But that has failed to keep the market on the positive side. And then wheat futures today were down 9 in Chicago and about 9 lower in Kansas City wheat. We're approaching an area here where we've had a triple bottom on the December Kansas City wheat. So maybe that'll hold going back to the September low of last year around 450 in December. And then again in March of this year, it hit 451. And right now, December Kansas City wheat's 460 with the low of 455. So there may be a triple bottom there. We'll see what happens going forward. Primarily, the news today was yesterday's infrastructure stimulus bill. And then today, the retail sales number was about 17% higher than last month. Keep in mind that last month, though, was considerably lower than the previous month. So a little bit misleading. We're still below on the retail sales, but that was a really promising report that things are coming back online and getting back to normal.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.